this is a continuation of the Tory party games that they've been playing now for almost 6 years, Donal. The only way I could describe this is that there's a long table with a list of European members sitting resting their elbows on the table, waiting for the other side to come and sit where there's gathering dust to sit and have the negotiations. And the British are just refusing to negotiate. And they're making something bigger than there needs to be about the negotiations in terms to say that there are bigger issues with the protocol than there are. The protocol is actually delivering. If you look at some of the figures released by the Irish government this only last month, within the last year there's been a 54% increase in trade from south to north and an increase of 38% from north to south, totaling up to almost 5 billion in trade over a 12-month period. And if you look at going east to west, there's an increase of 530 million of trade from Ireland going to Britain and from Britain coming to Ireland, of an increase of 4.7 billion up to 11 billion. There's 40 million trips across the border per year, or the seamless border, the no border, which is what we want. The protocol is absolutely working. There are some small issues which can be resolved very easily. The British government are making those issues far greater than they are because of this identity crisis that they created for unionism and for the DUP when they required the support of the DUP.
One of the points being made by Liz Truss and others is that, you know, this is a tactic that will bring the EU to the negotiating table and that will force the EU to talk to us. You're effectively saying that's an utter fallacy.
That's really nonsense. And the EU is sitting at the negotiating table for 6 years. The British haven't come to the table. What the British need to do is trigger an article that makes the British come to the table, because they don't seem to want to listen to anything else. The EU has told them time and time again that they're happy to negotiate on any changes that need to be made to the protocol, as long as they don't fundamentally change the protocol. The British want to actually get rid of the protocol completely, and they want to tear it up and start again. They need to remember why the protocol came into place. The protocol came into place to protect the Good Friday Agreement because of the threat to it from Brexit. And the Good Friday Agreement is more important than any of this, because the Good Friday Agreement is a peace accord, an international peace accord. That would be this. If the British change the protocol, that would be the second time that they've damaged an international agreement, because they'll damage the protocol and the Good Friday Agreement in the same way, in the same day. The British are playing a game here which the European governments actually need to stop engaging in. Because every time they've given concessions to the British government, the British government has looked for more. Which made changes to the licensing for medicines so that it would be easier for medicines with a European license to be accessible to the north without the northern market requiring a separate license. Every single time a concession has been made by the EU, the British have asked for more. Now the EU actually need to stop the dance, I think. I think the EU and the Irish government, as part of the EU, need to say, actually, enough is enough. If you don't want to engage correctly on the protocol, it's time for tariffs and restrictions on British trade into Europe. And it's time for the British government to actually get what they asked for. And there's an old saying, be careful what you ask for, you might just get it. And it's time the British government got what they asked for, which is not access to the free market, and it is the financial costs of Brexit to actually come home and roost in Britain, and for the British then to say, oh God, we need to change our minds here and actually go in and negotiate these changes.